The engine is a 468 CI Chevy with a 671 blower, riding 66-inch Goodyear Terra tires set into motion, courtesy of custom turbo 500 automatic. Some people want to know the planetaries. PS250 Rockwell, my friend. But even if you're indifferent to planetaries, you still have to get ready for Maine's mutation sensation, the crustacean creation. The Crush Station. Master of Ceremonies Jody Donnelly waves the monsters out. Crush Station, a monster truck in the form of a giant lobster, is followed by Captain's Curse, and then Iron Warrior, Thrasher, Backdraft, Maximum Destruction, Black Stallion, and the Eradicator. With the first engine revs, a salt blue mist of spent methanol invades the breathable air. To get these monsters all kinds of vertical, the monsters have to jounce their front wheels over a huddle of parked cars. This pops the front wheels aloft, and that's when the hammer falls. Five average citizen cars collapse beneath globe-like tires as Crush Station soars into a vertical wheelie. The lobster reaches for the rafters and then twists wrongly and finally crashes down onto a claw. Steering fluid sprays the concrete floor and teams of various professionals converge from the sidelines. Some to clean the mess, some to tip the lobster truck back over, some to make sure the driver is okay. A moment later, Greg Winchenbach, the Crush Station driver, leaps down from the lobster's side window and pumps his arms, and the crowd cheers. You're not supposed to tip over, but the Crush Station's wheelie crash is the most spectacular and most pleasing to the crowd, and the judges can't help but give him the win. Afterwards, Pat Suma, driver of Thrasher, who calls the wheelie pop his specialty, just shakes his head.
Well, everybody did a good job. He went over the edge. Everybody put it on the edge. He crossed it.
Pat Suma has been driving full-time for 25 years, from almost the very beginning of monster trucks.
Gravedigger's been doing it for 30 years. Bigfoot's been doing it for 35, so, yeah.
Back then, in 1981, Bigfoot would just make an appearance during truck and tractor pulls.
Monster trucks were just an intermission, like a halftime show. They would bring in one or two, and they would crawl over a car. Now we're the entire show, and we're jumping over school buses and vans. So it's really grown for us.
As the sport grew, the trucks grew. Bigger, faster, stranger, and louder. If you've never been to a show, that's the first discovery. This could be the loudest thing you ever hear. The engines are so loud that everyone has filled their ears with cotton or wax or plugs. There's even one hardcore fan / ear protection enthusiast wearing what looks like a special noise-blocking helmet. Alex Blackwell drives the Captain's Curse, a pirate-styled monster that flies the Jolly Roger. The overall winner of the evening's jam, Alex has been driving professionally for 10 years.
It's a show. People just don't want to see monster trucks. They want to see four-wheelers, or they want to see that we have jet quads here this weekend. It's entertainment, no matter how you look at it.
After his wins, Alex does a baseball manager jog to center stage to relive his victories with MC Jody Donnelly. A spotlight narrows down over him as he signs a t-shirt. Then he spins and searches the crowd for a deserving fan. The spot follows him as he hops the barricade and runs up into the stands to hand the signed t-shirt off.
Where's he gonna go?
You know what we do, we can take someone that's not well off, having a bad day or, you know, bad month, bad life, and for 2 hours you can make them forget about everything they do. So it brings a smile to their face.
And trembles of empathy to Alex Blackwell's voice. The Captain's Curse may be a fierce and dreaded monster truck, pirate of the high seas, but somewhere in Captain Blackwell's treasure chest, there's a hidden heart of gold. For Word of Mouth, I'm Sean Hurley.